Good morning, Albuquerque. You're back listening to Go Local Boom Radio on KTBL 1050 AM. And we're happy to be here every Saturday morning. You can listen to us. 10 a.m. is the Go Local Boom Radio Hour. We feature all things local. We'd love to highlight our Albuquerque businesses, charities, nonprofits, entrepreneurs, and movers and shakers doing good in our community. If you are out there in our listening community right now and you're a business, mover and shaker, or any of the descriptors I just previously identified, give us a call at 505-280-8959. We'd love to feature you on the show, or if somebody you'd like to recommend, give us a call, and we'd like to have them on as well. My name is Vince Trujillo. I'm your host for today, and I'm joined by the lovely Krista Benavides from Chris Talk. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastically. It's great to be here. I'm just going to take over your co-hosting
spot. I think that she's taking over the co-hosting spot here. So it's been a few weeks. If you're a regular listener, usually listening to Sean Boccuccini, who is way better of a host than I am. But I'm doing a decent job. Krista's going to make us look good today, and she's been co-hosting. She's going to be a regular on the show now. We're going to be featuring her off and on for the next several months, and probably a permanent is what we're hoping.
It sounds good to me. You'll have to drag me away.
So just a really quick housekeeping. Go Local Boom Radio is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO LLC. Launch your business into the next dimension online with a group of websites, packages, search engine optimization, and local listing packages. Give Rocketbox SEO a call at 505-280-8959. So we actually want to jump right into it today. We have a great guest today, and her name is Tanda. Tanda with Vanguard Technology Corporation, correct?
I am with Vanguard Technology Corporation, but I'm here to promote a nonprofit that I'm the executive director for. And that nonprofit is called Modern Apprentice Knowledge Enterprises.
Yeah, Tanda is actually one of, if you've tuned in the last couple of weeks, we've had guests representing the Ignite Community Accelerator Program offered by CNM. And so Tanda is one of the businesses also participating in the program.
Yes. That's exceptional. Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that. You know, I apologize
The program has been great, and we're actually co-located with Vanguard Technology. They're a big supporter of Modern Apprentice. But the Ignite program, which we just finished the fifth cohort, and we had our Ignite day, our pitch day, if you will, yesterday, and it's been an amazing program for getting small businesses off the ground. We were only 6 weeks in to Modern Apprentice when we started the program, and it's been a great resource.
That's amazing. So that's a little bit about the Ignite. I'd like to come back to that later, and we'll probably talk a little bit in the show about it. But tell us about your nonprofit that you're here to represent, and a little bit about contact information for them.
The best way to find out more about Modern Apprentice is to go to our website, which is modernapprentice.org. And you can find out more there, as well as finding links to our various social media. And our mission is really to connect students who are learning what we now call STEM education with experience related to STEM education. So we're working with local industry and local learning organizations to give kids experience in STEM fields through apprenticeship, through intern programs, or just hands-on activities at a makerspace that are related.
And, you know, that's so important nowadays, too. You know, we keep talking about New Mexico. How do we make New Mexico great again? And take a tagline from national politics right now. But education is one of those, right? How do we get children more involved in getting a head start into careers, fields, interests that are going to be things that we need in our country and the state? And it's going to spurn the local economy. STEM is something that's been going on for a few years now. It's raising it's a stature a little bit. Tell us a little bit about STEM and why that's an important part of Modern Apprentice's curriculum.
Well, STEM education, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and it's certainly core to a lot of fields. And with the workplace becoming more competitive, I think that it becomes important that we really internalize those fields, not to diminish any other field. It's just that Modern Apprentice is focused on STEM education. And we feel that a lot of times students are doing book learning when they're in school, and not getting the opportunity to really develop a context for why they're learning those fields and what the importance is. So this allows us for the, or allows them to have an opportunity to interact with scientists and engineers in the field and using the actual equipment that gets used day to day, so that as they're learning, they have something to grasp as far as a context of why it's important.
When I think Tanda has a great backstory, just knowing her from the Ignite program, just about how she got introduced to the world of STEM way back before it was ever called STEM. Would you mind sharing that story about how you got, how your dad really introduced you in his background and just where you got your passion for it?
Certainly. Yeah, I grew up, my mother passed away when I was 8 years old, and so I spent a lot of time with my father. I even went to work with my father on a regular basis. And we were always building something or working with our hands to design and build something. And it usually came along with a dialogue of why it works or how it works or what the ideas are behind it. And as anything that we experience when we're children, we just take it for granted. We don't know that's not how everybody grows up. And as I got older, I realized that a lot of students don't have the opportunity to really apply that kind of hands-on, whether it's welding or doing chemistry or building things.
You know, and that STEM is there's a lot more, it's involved in a lot more conversations now. People are trying to focus on it a little bit more. And some of that has to do with the fact that some of the children in the U.S. have lagged a little bit more when it comes to engineering, science, technology. When does this, do you know when the STEM program started to gain a little bit more momentum over the last decade or so?
Well, the NSF had a program that was discussing these same topics. In fact, the acronym used to actually be SMET, and then someone very fortunately rearranged the letters so that it was STEM, fortunately, keeping SMET out of our schools. But I would say in 2000, as a meme or as an acronym, it really started to pick up in the early 2000s. And the focus... One of the reasons that there's a lot of focus is that there was a lot of press about STEM education being important because the U.S. was falling behind. Mm. And a lot of those statistics are a little bit slighted because other countries are testing their top students because of the way their education system works. The people being tested are only the cream of the crop, or only in one major city that has an incredible education program, whereas in the U.S. we're testing everyone. So it's not as bad as it seems, but certainly we need to stay competitive.
How are you seeing, what for our listeners out there right now and other businesses, organizations listening right now, what is the main focus of what you're trying to get accomplished, or is there some resources you're looking for? Is there donations that you're looking for, volunteers? And do you have enough access to students in need?
We're certainly looking for contributions for our program. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. And in the community, we're looking for industry partners who can open their doors for students to come in and gain some experience, even if it's just to do a job shadow for a day. We're also looking for partners in the education system. We would like to eventually have a scaled down micro factory, if you will, or some actual equipment in classrooms or in an industrial design type program in schools so that kids can get access right there at the school. We're also working with the Fuse Makerspace to possibly have a permanent office there for education. So we're really hoping that the community will get behind us and see that this is important and help us in our efforts.
Yes, definitely. And I think it's important also to tell them the age range of the students that you're looking at targeting, so that, you know, if they're graduating high school, that might not necessarily be something that they would contact you for, but if they have students that are younger. So how about talking a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're working with students of all ages on some level, but our focus is really on students from late middle school through early college. So we're working with students who are in high school and really getting focused on what they're going to do after high school, as well as people who may be in a community college and still trying to gain some experience so that as soon as they get out, they can go to an employer and hit the ground running day one with some experience.
What type of qualifications or process do the kids need to go through to qualify for the program?
We're relying on our education partners to kind of point students who may be interested or might be served by Modern Apprentice in our direction. And so at this point, we're hopeful that our education partners will be our mechanism for getting students into our program.
And those partners now are schools, some of the schools you have partnerships with?
We've talked with CNM. We've also are doing a project with Jefferson Middle School right now where we're building an area for visually impaired students because they're the magnet school for that in Albuquerque. And so we're getting students involved in helping build the Curiosity Corner at Jefferson Middle School. As well as
the Curiosity Corner.
Like so that. Students will be able to explore without using their sense of sight. So there will be lots of activities to do with touch and sound, and we're helping build that and engaging students in helping to build out that location.
Okay, great. Is there any current restrictions as we're wrapping this down, the number of students, or are you not anywhere near capacity yet?
Right now, as I said when I was talking about the Ignite program, we're just 16 weeks in, and so we're kind of finding our way as far as programs. But if you follow us on our website, you'll get a newsletter if you sign up, and we'll keep you apprised of upcoming programs and capacity.
Excellent time. Give us one more, your name, association with the organization, and some contact information for those listening. We're looking for businesses who want to be partners and have students shadow anywhere from shadow to larger opportunities. And we're also looking for a student and educational partners.
Thank you. Yes, the name of the organization is Modern Apprentice Knowledge Enterprises. You can find us at modernapprentice.org. You can also give us a call at 505-898-4030 if you have an interest. And my name is Tanda Hedrick, and I'm the executive director.
Thanks so much for having for being on our show. It's a great program, and we want everyone to contribute as they're able to. Give Tanda a call and stay tuned. We're going to have some great upcoming charities coming up. You're listening to 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Go Local Boom radio show on 1050 KTBL. My name is Vince Trujillo. I'm the host tonight. We're with Krista Benavides from Chris Talk Radio. How are you doing, Krista?
I'm doing well. Let's rock it.
We just got to hear about a great STEM program that helps connect children in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Is that the end?
Mathematics to local businesses. If you're a local business that's looking to get some students in those that field, give Tandra a call at the organization is
modernapprentice.org.
Modernapprentice.org. Now we're going to get right into our next guest, another great organization here in Albuquerque. We're going to be talking to John Jones. He's the president of LifeQuest USA. John, welcome to our program this Saturday morning.
Thanks, Vince. It's good to see you. Hi, Krista.
Hi there.
Tell us a little bit about your organization, LifeQuest USA, what it does, and how people can get a hold of you.
Sure. We're a faith-based nonprofit. We work with kids in the juvenile justice system throughout New Mexico. We have about 60 staff and volunteers that go into 8 different juvenile facilities, week in, week out. And we do a lot of different programming. But everything we do is in hope of building a relationship with a kid, a one-on-one mentoring relationship that will survive the facility. Because obviously the rubber meets the road when they walk out the door. So our hope is that we can, I have people ask, well, how long do you want someone to volunteer for? And kind of my line is, I hope you're attending this kid's wedding and they're attending your funeral. I want a lifelong relationship. That's my hope.
Oh, that's great. So your organization goes out to detention centers.
Correct.
They're all juveniles, so they're under 18 years old, correct?
21 in New Mexico.
21 is considered juvenile.
Correct.
Okay, so you can actually be an over 18-year-old in a juvenile detention facility.
Absolutely. There's only you get 3 different sentences in New Mexico as a juvenile. You either get a 1-year incarceration, a 2-year, or what's called a youthful, which is up till the age of 21.
Okay, so that's good to know. I mean, I thought everyone over 18 actually went to an adult facility, but
right,
depending on the crime, I'm assuming too.
Exactly correct, and the age when the crime occurs.
Okay, so your organization goes out there into these detention centers and tries to build a relationship. Are you teaching these children like life skills? What is the purpose? What are they learning from you?
Sure, some of our programming we do GED tutoring. Mm-hmm. We run character development classes. We provide topical speakers, everything from money management to parenting to sexual health, and we're faith-based, so we do provide Bible studies. But everything we do is voluntary. The kids volunteer to participate, and we're seeing 100 to 150 kids a week, week in, week out. Yeah. So We're having good response, but the kids always love somebody that'll come in and spend time with them. That's important. And a huge part of what we do, in fact, in October, we're partnering with CYFD, who runs juvenile justice, to do a college and career fair.
That's great.
Because part of the problem is so many of our kids didn't grow up in a household where they saw mom or dad get up, go to work, or they're going to school. So not only do we have to make sure these kids are educated, but we have to help them have a vision for their future, what that might look like moving forward, that there are alternatives to what they've seen growing up.
You know, that's so important. And, you know, we talk about a lot of our local leaders in the community are business owners, and we talk about the dropout rates here in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. We talk about crime that happens mm-hmm. because of lack of possibly vision options. I tend to think about the same way that your organization is going out there and doing. If they don't have a model, it's going to just be more difficult for them. So it's great to hear that you actually have you're helping them with develop life skills, but also based on a vision for their future. This is what you could be doing as opposed to what you may have learned. Sometimes children just model what they've been what they've seen, and if they don't have any other guide or role model or something to look up to, then they just fall back to what they've seen around in their community.
People do what they know.
Right.
That's a reality.
Right.
And if what you know, if you come from a background where drug sales, violence, crime are a way of life, quick story for you. We had a young man who had asked a staff person at one of the reintegration centers, hey, what do you think is the best prison for me to go to?
Wow.
And the staff member said, why would you ask me that? You're in reintegration. You're going to have a chance to go back into the community. You don't have to go to prison. And this young man's response was, but my whole family's in prison. My mom, my dad, my aunts, my uncles.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's what he knows. And we do have a problem with generational incarceration in New Mexico. So, but again, you were talking about statistics. You know, FBI just came out. New Mexico is now the most violent state in the country. Graduation rate, 2015, worst in the country per capita. I can go on and on and on with statistics. But here's the thing that people don't understand. The cost, this is according to the Legislative Finance Committee last year, the cost to incarcerate one young person for 1 year is $178,000.
What kind of college tuition could that buy?
Oh, yeah, or early childhood education that we're struggling to get.
That is more than a four-year degree at UNM for an in-state person.
Four-year, you said.
A four-year degree.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's an important, not only from a moral and ethical standpoint, but it just makes such good sense to reach out and help these kids, because obviously it's good for the state, it's good for the taxpayer, it's good for the local business community, and it's obviously good for the kid. And now we're not only talking about the kid, but I don't know the exact number, but I'd guess 30% of our kids are already parents that we work with, so they already have kids. And if we can't break that chain,
right,
we're just going to be seeing their child in 14, 15, 16 years.
Right.
It just makes good sense to do what we're doing.
You know, part of the reason Go Local Boom Radio exists is that we want to highlight those organizations, entrepreneurs, businesses doing great in our community. Also, it is how do we highlight when we feature charities or nonprofits in here, we always are surprised by the amount of people trying to do good work, right?
Right.
And trying to make a positive impact. There's problems that these charities and nonprofits are trying to address.
Absolutely.
Yours is one of them. And before we go any further, actually, can you give us some contact information, how people can contact you if they want to help you? Let us know what you're looking for, to donations, volunteers, what kind of resources do you need?
Sure. We're looking for, I like the phrase, time, treasure, and talent.
Yes.
We're always looking for those three things. Time, we need volunteers. We always need volunteers. I think right now I have 11 mentor applications, applications that the kids have filled out saying, come in, meet with me, talk to me. I want somebody to meet with me individually. I've got 11 mentor applications that I can't fill right now. I don't have enough volunteers. I always need, if you're passionate about a certain area of business, come in and talk to our kids about it. Our kids aren't even aware, most of them, of what the business opportunities are out there, some of the places they can go. That's part of the reason we're doing the college and career fair. Treasure, we're always looking for donations. Our budget has actually grown by over 400% in the last 4 years. So
congratulations.
Thank you, I think.
You can fund that, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. It's, mm-hmm. Well, every time we have something exciting and new happening, that requires another staff person, that requires another, buying more material, whatever the case may be. But here's the other reality when you think about it. My budget next year is a little over $400,000. That's just a little bit over 2 kids incarcerated next year.
Mm-hmm.
So
the
if
budget is out there, if we could just make a slight adjustment on how we view things and policy anywhere. It's not just New Mexico. We do tend to lag in a lot of different categories.
Absolutely.
And metrics. But it's a nationwide thing. Incarceration, youth, there's a lot of things that we probably need to figure out in – how do we want to run our society?
Exactly correct. If our efforts keep 3 kids from going back next year, we're a profit center for the state of New Mexico. It's that simple. We really are. So it makes good sense ethically, morally, spiritually, financially. You pick. Certainly good for the kids.
So, John, I heard you say that you have 11 volunteer spots that you need filled.
Absolutely.
Okay. So how can these – I have a feeling there's –
people
at least
listening?
11 people
okay.
listening right now. So how do they best contact you?
Best thing to do is probably just go to our website. That's www.lifequestusa.org. And there's information about us. There's information. There's actually a volunteer application
okay.
on the website. Or they can simply call us at 505-341-9383. And one of our program managers will be happy to come down, meet with you, have a cup of coffee, sit and chat about what that looks like, what the volunteer opportunities look like. And we understand going into a secure juvenile facility is a scary thing. We get that. We will never just send someone in on their own. We'll send them with an experienced staff person or volunteer to get their feet wet, get them used to going into the facility before we cut them loose, so to speak, to go in on a regular basis.
You know, I want to touch on a couple of things, and that's great. So you're looking for donations. You take in-kind. You take property. Do you take gifts? Do you try to sell those, or are you just looking for mostly cash and those type of donations?
What do we take? I think the better question would be, what
don't
we
take?
Exactly. We'd love property. That's always a wonderful thing. Vehicles, yes. The okay. answer is yes.
Absolutely. So I want to touch on something. We have about 3 minutes
okay.
left. I want to make sure that we highlight your 2017 LifeQuest Charity Golf Classic coming up June 12th, 2017. It's going to be at Tanawin Country Club. Tell us about that golf tournament.
It's a great day. This will be our 4th annual golf tournament. And we have become one of the larger charity golf tournaments mm-hmm. in the area.
That's great.
Last year we had 128 golfers. We're planning on 150
nice.
This year. It's a fun day. In fact, the kids from reintegration centers come out and serve for the day. I think it's important for people to see, and I hear this all the time, wow, they're just kids. That's right. They're just kids.
You think of them as these horrible offenders in the community, and they're just kids.
Exactly.
And they're looking for a better way if they can get a little guidance.
They've become what they've seen.
Yeah.
So
tell us about how people can participate in the charity golf class. Are you looking for teams? You're looking for sponsors? What are you looking for?
Yes, we are always looking for players, but we will fill the tournament up this year at 150. We are always looking for sponsors. We do have some sponsorship spots still available. We're thrilled for the fourth year in a row. Maestas Development is our championship sponsor.
We like them. They do a lot of good.
they do a wonderful work in this community. And we're looking for donations for door prizes for a raffle. We've got a wonderful silent auction we do afterwards with autographed sports memorabilia. We do a luncheon program afterwards. It's just a fun day. I think we'll have, and I always say this wrong, Tamiya? Am I saying that?
Yeah.
Tamiya? I'm sorry, I'm a Midwestern boy. I don't do this well. But last year we had a $750 gift certificate to Tamiya's, our grand prize for a raffle. Right. This year we've added a ball drop where people purchase golf balls, and we'll do the dump before, and top prize is a week in Hawaii, second prize is 4 days, 3 nights in Scottsdale, third prize is an iPad mini. So it's a fun day, lots of great chances to win prizes and get to know a little bit more about who we are
it's
and what we do.
Cause.
It is for a great cause.
And they're going to go to lifequestusa.org for this tournament as well?
That's
and
correct.
Get some information?
Absolutely. They can do that.
Okay. So one more time, give us all your information and contact for lifequestusa.org.
Sure. Phone number 505-341-9383. Website www.lifequestusa.org.
And they can also go to Facebook, look up LifeQuestUSA, follow what's coming up.
That's correct.
Thanks so much for being on, John Jones. Great organization, LifeQuest.org, LifeQuestUSA.org. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, you're listening to the Go Local Boom radio show. Another great guest coming up soon. It's been a great day. You're listening to 1050 KTBL. All righty. Welcome back to the Go Local Boom radio show. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. You're listening to 1050 KTBL here. The 10 o'clock radio hour on Saturdays is always the Go Local Boom radio show. You can hear the best local businesses, organizations, nonprofits, entrepreneurs, and movers and shakers in our community. My name is Vince Trujillo. I'm your host for today, and I'm joined by Krista Benavides.
And I'm your co-host.
We're going to have Krista Benavides has been coming on. Tell us a little bit about your organization, Krista, because you're a great co-host. Just want our listeners to know who they're listening to today.
So my organization, as of yesterday, relaunched or rebranded, and so now I'm Chispas Performance Solutions, where integration sparks results. So we offer professional development programs for individuals, companies, and organizations and associations to combat ineffective communication.
That's great. So you did that very well. Those of you listening out there, that was a great elevator pitch. So we're happy to
help people with that if they want help with it.
Yeah, we're going to, in the next segment, go ahead and give them your phone number.
So my phone number is 505-899-9130, and the website is chispasperformancesolutions.com.
Yeah, so we're happy to have her on. On the last segment, we'll talk a little bit more about Chispas Solutions. Right now, though, we want to kind of segue. We've had a great guest so far. We have another great guest coming on right now. He's a transplant to our great state. You'll be able to tell by the accent. But we're happy to have him. We're going to be speaking to Baba Jide with Wellwind Media. Welcome, Baba Jide. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about Wellwind Media and how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, Wellwind Media is a Nigerian company. It's a studio in Lagos, Nigeria. And we just started another one in Albuquerque here. And what we do is we do TV programs, movies, musical videos, and anything that has to do with audio visuals.
Oh, we're so happy to have another great media person here. You know, we had a movie industry here in the state. We've kind of pulled back on some of the tax credits over the last few years, so we don't have as many as we did many years ago. But we're so happy to see that we have other people coming from abroad to come bring their media companies here. Tell us, how long have you been doing this? A little background and why you chose to come to New Mexico.
I've been doing this for about 20 years, not in the United States, in Nigeria. I actually read geography in college. I have BSc geography. And maybe because of that, I travel a lot. And for some time, or when I was in college, I've always been involved in media. Most of my friends, in fact, some people don't know whether I was doing geography or I was doing theater arts. So I've been into the arts since I was in college. So when after finishing, I did my youth service, which is compulsory for everybody that goes to college in Nigeria.
Youth service being military or?
It's a paramilitary thing.
Okay.
If you go to college, because the government subsidizes education in Nigeria, we pay so little. So when you finish, you're expected to serve your country for 1 year. And you probably be taken to any field that you didn't study in school. So I did my in the finance industry, and I worked in this finance industry for about 4 years as a lease consultant. And after that, I started running the studio full-time. All the while, it was part-time. And over time, I've been a director, cameraman, editor, every aspect of production.
So you went from finance right into the media arts?
Actually, I went from geography to finance to media. Probably most people in my family are involved in the arts. And because of that, it's easy for us to adjust and do it. But I started with Foro Club in the college. And from there, started learning more about filmmaking. Then after some time, I think I was good enough to start running my studio. Then, having enough money, I set up a studio. Then we started doing movies. And, initially, I just bought the equipment and started working with people. So over time, I learned how to be a cameraman. Later, I became an editor. Later, do lights. And yeah, I've been almost in every sphere of production.
And I think that's what makes what Babajide does with his studio a little more, complete, if you will, because working with him, I mean, I've gotten to know him with he's also part of the Ignite program, but learning from him that it's while he's a one-man show, he hires other people as necessary, but his skill set in terms of being behind the camera, editing, and knowing how to use the equipment mm-hmm. brings a really good, so he's not spending a lot of time on shots that aren't necessary. And I'm very amateurish in terms of my own editing and so forth. And no, I've learned the hard way. You have 10 hours of footage and you need 2 minutes
right.
at the end.
Right.
That it all starts with the shots that you get at the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. What we observe, even in Nigeria, is that where you need 1 hour of video, most of the time people record at times 100 hours. And not because they're wasting their time. If you have a good cameraman, he wants to give the editor as many shots as possible. Most of, in fact, 95% of probably what is shot is never used. In my own case, because I was a cameraman, I was a light man, I was an editor. So when I want to shoot, before I go to start shooting, I already have the finished product on my head.
Right.
So
because you're able to be a lot more efficient in what you
Yeah.
Right.
So instead of shooting for 3 months, you might end up shooting for 3 weeks.
So you have this great background, right? And you started this media company now, and you brought it over here to New Mexico. Tell me, like, who are your clients? What kind of clients? Are our listeners out there? If I'm a business owner, if I'm a nonprofit out there in the community, an entrepreneur, what would I hire you for, and what kind of businesses or people are you looking to work with?
Yeah, that's good. Most of the time, I realize that there are local people here who want to do adverts, mm-hmm. but it's so expensive for them to do because, not because people are taking away their money, but those who are doing it for them are not so efficient. So if, for example, all the TV stations in the U.S. transmit on 1080 P.
Right.
But their cameras are 4K and their cameras that can do 1080. So as a studio, you now realize that, hey, I have a 4K camera. So when I want to build you, I'll build you based on the fact that I'm using a 4K camera for you. Meanwhile, when I finish it, I'll reduce it to 1080. Still charge you for 4K. But what we do is we look at what you, the medium you want to show it with.
You were saying 4K. Okay, I got it. I thought you said funky.
No, funky
video, but.
No, not funky video. So what 4K. I'm getting at is that because we only we record in the format that you're going to finish it. So it's cheaper. So some small businesses, we can do advert for them, not expensively.
Now, and when you say advert, you mean like some sort of
promotional video, yeah. Right. Now, we do musical videos. I've done some when I even got to have a cookie here. We shoot movies. And one thing that is lacking in the movie industry here is that in most countries of the world, you can have two families. They have kids that are talented. They just want to showcase them, not for commercial purpose. So they bring them together. You don't charge them commercially. You just charge them something little. And they get their job. They get to see themselves, share it among themselves and their friends, what they have done. And they are excited about it. I realize they don't do that here. Everything is commercial. So we do that. So our customers are small businesses and big ones too, because we have facility for everybody. So small businesses, big businesses, if you are doing your movies, we can do it. If you are doing indie movies, we can do it. If you want to do a short story, we can do it. And if you have events, we can do it too. Then if you finish, let's say you shot, you're looking for a studio to edit, we can edit it too. And we also do animations too, both 2D and 3D and visual effects.
Oh, wow.
So then lastly, we also work with the community. If you have, let's say, a non-profit and you want us to do documentary for you or something to project you, so long as it's not going to be a commercial project, like, as in, hey, when we finish it, you're going to sell it. Then we pay you.
Oh, okay.
So long as you are not going to sell it, and it's going to help more, especially the youths, then we do it probably free or at a ridiculously low price.
And that's what's interesting about the show this week, is that all three of our guests are about helping the youth, the community's youth. And I think that's fantastic, because Babaji, how about you tell us about the project that you have? You have a couple of
two projects
coming up that you're working on right now.
Right now, we're doing two projects. The first one is a movie that we work doing with the homeless. We bring in a lot of homeless people together. We take them from the street to be part of this project. Maybe you've been a drug addict before, but you are no more on drugs. You've been to prison, but you have changed your life, you're now good, or you are been homeless at a point in your life. Our intention is to train you how to do movies. We train you as an actor, a cameraman, a lightman, every aspect of production. Then we'll bring you guys together and do a movie, then sell it. Then they share 70% of the proceeds amongst themselves to jumpstart their life. So if you make money from it, let's say you make $6,000, you can buy a camera. And what we try to do, we get them into a club such that after that production, they can continue to do movies by themselves.
Excellent.
And sell. Then the second one is the documentary we're doing for teenagers. Actually, it's the effect, the impact of meth on the society. What we do is we do a docudrama showing the impact, the effect of meth on the society. When we finish, we are already started doing it. We have interviewed many people in the society. And when we're through, we make about as many copies as we have, maybe 1 million or 2 million copies. We take it to higher institutions and colleges to give it to their kids free of charge, so that they watch it, they enjoy it, and if possible, dissuade them from going into drugs.
You know, I love these programs. What kind of resources are you looking for from our listeners right now? Obviously, they can contact Wellwind Media at wellwindmedia.com. Also, your phone number is 208-284-8623. But for your homeless program and your youth program, getting them more involved into the media arts, learning about how to use cameras, participating in one of these movies or productions coming up, what are the resources are you looking for out there in the community?
Yeah, basically for the homeless, we only need them to call the number you just announced, and we get in touch with them, we bring them together. As for the other part of it, this phase we are trying to get people to
to we interview people. So if they can, if you have any story to tell, you can get in touch with us. We interview. I will put you on.
Perfect. We're taking speaking to Baba Jide, Wellwind Media, 208-284-8623. Also, reach out to wellwindmedia.com. Thanks so much for being on the show, Baba Jide.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Go Local Boom Radio on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with our wrap-up. Welcome back again. This is the Go Local Boom Radio Hour. This beautiful Saturday morning, you're listening to 1050 KTBL. We've had a great show today.
Absolutely.
So my co-host, Krista Benavides, and you're listening to Vince Trujillo. I've enjoyed the day again. Every Saturday, we're excited that we hear from people that we never met before. We get to hear about some organizations or businesses that are getting highlighted again. Today's show had a theme.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the universe that brought them all together, because I didn't know John was going to be here. And Tanda and Jide signed up when I approached them about a month ago at the Ignite program if they wanted to come on.
Right. Tell us a little bit about the Ignite program, because that actually was a like a little bit of a fulcrum for all of our guests today, right?
It was. So it wrapped up yesterday with the demo day at CNM, where all of the businesses, the Ignite program you've been hearing about the past couple of weeks here on the show, is a community accelerator through CNM Stimulus Center.
Okay.
So it's an opportunity for startups, right, new businesses, or in my case, an established business that is rebranding and growing, to get support from the community, from coaches, to be able to have a viable business, as well as using the lean business model, figure out if an idea is actually marketable. And so that idea of failing forward quickly to then move on or pivot to something else, which many entrepreneurs do. And so that's a little bit about what the Ignite program was about. So we were the fifth cohort.
And that is just like a wave of students, or is it like
a wave of businesses? We're students in the sense that we're there. We're taking classes. We've been in
class. Participants. It's a wave of participants.
Yes.
Okay. The fifth cohort. Is that annually, twice a year? What? How many?
I believe it's twice a year.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but I believe it's twice a year.
You've just been quoted. You are on the radio,
oh,
Krista.
No.
You've been quoted.
Okay. Well, off the record.
No, that's great. So the Ignite program put them together. Our first guest, Tanda. And her organization is really great. It's a STEM program, and the name of the organization?
Modern Apprentice.
It's modernapprentice.org.
Mm-hmm.
It's a STEM program, meaning science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. They kind of hook up, partner kids with organizations in the community. And I shouldn't say kids. I mean, the age group is all the way to college.
Yes.
So they're looking for kids in
students
in since from middle school all the way to early college, and they partner them with businesses where they can actually get some real hands-on experience with these engineering, science, you know, technology or mathematic type organizations.
Right.
So you could reach out to her. You go to the website
modernapprentice.org.
I don't know why I can't remember that. modernapprentice.org. And kind of if you're one of those businesses out there and you want to see some kids come into your, some students come into your facilities, get some real hand knowledge, give them a leg up. We need as much help as we can educating our children, getting them ready to hit the modern era and be, you know, provide them with some opportunities they didn't have before. That was our first guest, helping children. That was kind of the theme. Our second guest was John Jones with LifeQuestUSA.org. Great organization as well.
Right. And I think what's really fantastic about what he does is he's working with the those that people, I think, forget about. That, oh, well, they're in the system and what can we do to help them? But no, he's there and his volunteers and his staff are there working to save, if you will, these youth that are eventually going to be adults from continuing down that path to nowhere.
At-risk youth already in the juvenile delinquents, juvenile detention centers, and the faith-based organization, 501c3, and they're trying to get donations. They're looking at volunteers. They have a great upcoming fundraiser for themselves, LifeQuest Charity Golf Classic. It's June 12th, 2017 at the Tanawan Country Club. You can actually go to their website, lifequestusa.org, and get an information on how to participate. They're pretty confident they're going to fill up their roster for teams, but go there anyways. You can contribute. You can try to squeeze in your team too. So I'm sure they're going to be looking at, or sponsors. John Jones, that's a great organization helping at risk and, children and youth already in the juvenile, detention,
facilities
program, yeah. And then our last guest, Baba Jide, Wellwind Media. Interesting transplant from Nigeria, Lagos. Now I always wanted to know somebody from Lagos because there's a Lagos in Portugal and there's a Lagos in Nigeria, and I've had friends in both places in the last bit of time. Okay, so our producer's giving us some information. Tell us a little bit about your organization one more time, Krista, because what you do is great. I mean, we love having you as a co-host now, and you're doing some good in the community also. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
So my organization is now Chispas Performance Solutions, and Chispas is Spanish for sparks. And what I am continuing to do, as I did with Chris Talk International, is to provide professional development for individuals, companies, as well as associations and organizations. And our specialty is soft skills, helping people better communicate with each other. And the reality is that businesses, organizations are losing billions of dollars a year on ineffective communication. So that's where we come in and diagnose what the issue is and then design a custom training program or coaching series to help combat those issues, save you money, create a better workplace.
And if nothing else, teach you an elevator pitch just like you just gave us.
That too.
Give me your phone number one time.
It's 505-899-9130.
Thanks so much for co-hosting with me today, Krista. Thanks for bailing me out when I needed it. You're listening to Go Local Boom Radio on 1050 KTBL, sponsored by Rocketbox SEO LLC. Launch your business into the next dimension with online marketing, website, and search engine optimization. You can reach them at 505-280-8959. Thank you for listening. Your host, Vince Trujillo. We'll be talking to you next week. Thank you.